A little intro before we jump into the Bible verses. Joseph had a long life, but we'll sum it up. Joseph was Jacob's favorite son. The brothers got jealous of Joseph and thought of a plan to get rid of him. The brothers sold him into slavery, but Joseph still remained faithful to God. Joseph later gets thrown into jail, yet still remains faithful towards God. In prison, Joseph starts interpreting his cellmate's dreams. The guard overheard Joseph interpreting these dreams, and then they told the Pharaoh, who was having weird dreams, about Joseph's gift. The Pharaoh then saw Joseph and asked him to interpret his dreams because no one else could. Joseph warned the Pharaoh of a 7-year famine to come, and because of that, he became the Pharaoh's right-hand man. Through all the hardships Joseph endured, it was to save the people from a famine. Now we pick up at Genesis 45, 1-5, 13-15, where his brothers have came to him for food, though his brothers didn't recognize him.
Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him and the Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one who you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me to them, because it was to save the lives that God had sent me ahead of you. Tell my father about all the honor accorded to me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly." Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him weeping, and he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with them.
Joseph didn't have an easy life, but he learned how to forgive, and God used Joseph's hardships to reward him in the end because he remained faithful.
Okay, hello. So to start off with, I'm not one to do well with all eyes on me kind of situations. But I feel like this is a way for me to experience a moment through God with each one of you. Many people that I come into contact with, I notice something in their lives that has slightly knocked them down. For Joseph, it first happened to him when his brothers sold him into slavery. There are so many people in this world who just seek guidance yet are unable to find it. And I'm going to, without a doubt, help many people try to find that guidance in some way. For some reason, I believe that's my purpose here on earth, to present the knowledge that I've gained to help another in need. Similar to one of Joseph's purposes to guide Pharaoh away from a 7-year famine, we all live different lives, yet we can relate to similar things. When I wake up in the morning, I look outside and I make sure I'm not dreaming. Because I've literally done so much for myself in the last year, it seems almost unimaginable. I'm in this world looking and searching for much bigger things. Although few know about my situation, with the overwhelming help of many who do, I've changed so much about myself. I've changed the way I dress, the way I look, the way I feel. It's all happened so fast, I don't even remember the old me. And I know that if I keep pushing myself the way I've managed, I'm going to go far in life. I didn't grow up in a home where religion was present. The lack of information about God, that was my first real experience with him. I started to feel awkward when people asked me if I believed in God, because it wasn't that I didn't, I just really didn't know. Each time that I did begin to start trusting him, it seemed like things would get worse for me, which was all I needed on top of everything else. Somewhere in my heart, though, I still felt the urge to want to know more. And now, as I look back, I see that God was nudging me gently. Although at the time, it felt like everything he was doing was just it was just knocking me down, and trusting him with his intentions, that was the last thing I wanted to do. For some reason, I was mad at him, and I didn't know why. I just felt like he was the reason my life was so bad. So some of you know who I am, some know of me, and some of you have seen me around. I look just like anyone else you would see walking around. Some of you know I haven't had the best life, but neither have a lot of others. We all have two ways to handle our situation. We can either look at it and sit in our pity party, or actually do something and try and change it. Some of us, we're better at finding the good in life than others. And myself, I've tried to always forget the bad while even forcing the good days. Sometimes, I haven't always managed to do it well. I think one of the hardest things in life is trying to find the good in what it has awaiting for us. It's just one of those things, it seems so easily stolen because we get so overloaded with all the hate and just all the wrong things that could possibly happen to us. It feels like right when things do start to become good, one more thing knocks us down. So I've learned that throughout life, although it's so difficult, it can oftentimes be just as rewarding. Sometimes we don't understand why things are happening to us, but the only thing we can do is accept it and make the best of it. So my whole life has basically consisted of new people in and out of it, and this, it was so normal for me. A few months ago, I had the most crazy, sad, scary, emotional, and chaotic, yet life-changing thing happen to me. I received a blessing from God as I moved in with these people who loved me, something I'd always wanted but never really had. This was just another one of my encounters with God. For I'd always known that I wanted to better myself, but I didn't know how. Later, I realized, after I'd moved, that it was just one more step to bettering myself. I moved in with these amazing people who just had a heart full of God. Prior to moving in with them, I was a mess, and I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why they wanted me, a broken, yet messed up child who was damaged living with them. When I moved in, I began to start trusting myself, and I finally got the courage to turn to God. And I felt like this was just another one of my steps to bettering myself. I soon started to realize, as I started to ask God for help, that He had granted me the strength that I had so badly wanted the whole time. I was just so blinded by all the negative things in my life. Then I realized, God makes transformations for us to our destination. My whole life, I've lived thinking it was the normal way to live. Little was I aware that reminding my mother when bills were due, taking care of my twin brother, loving my family while not feeling loved myself, being the new kid every year, going from person to person, yet home to home, while not having rules or boundaries, and pretty much just doing whatever, that wasn't normal. But for me, that was the most normal thing I'd ever known. For I knew that I wasn't exactly happy, but all that mattered was passing the days. And for some reason, they felt much more bearable when I was taking care of my mom and my brother. So I've always seemed to care more about others than myself, which is kind of the opposite way it should be. I cared more about others, that it's been a crazy time trying to find out who I am when I'm not taking care of my mom and my brother. I know now that even when I didn't think anybody was with me, God was with me. He was helping me steer my mom and my brother on the right path. So the last few months of my life have not been easy and have not been the most adaptable, but I am so proud of who I am. Making the choice to move out of my mom's home has been one of the most happy yet sad decisions I've ever had to make. Throughout my life, I've made many decisions just like each one of you. Although I couldn't tell you which ones are the best nor the worst, I can tell you that moving out of my mom's was probably one of the best ones. I went from being a shy, awkward, weird, negative girl who tried to get out of her situation for years to someone who actually began to give myself credit that I didn't think I had. I began to apply myself more in school and have received steady straight A's as a result. I became someone who could actually look in the mirror without absolutely hating my reflection. I became loved, cared for, appreciated, motivated, encouraged, and just overall the most happy I'd ever seen myself. I had wanted it so bad, I kept trying and trying until I knew what I got, what I knew I needed. Even when I wanted to fall, I kept trying. I prayed to God each night, not knowing where my faith stood, and eventually, I understood what he was doing. Having to go from doing whatever I wanted to having rules, schedules, requirements, it wasn't the easiest thing, nor is it still, but I'm honestly so lucky to have had the opportunity that God has granted me. You see, my whole life I've strived to be normal and cared for like a child should, instead of taking on responsibilities that I knew weren't mine. And although I gave up my childhood and I've had a lot of problems with myself along the way and continue to, I wouldn't trade my life for anything, and I'll tell you why. I've seriously been able to see every little thing I did to try and get out of my situation, and to finally be able to sit back and mentally understand how much happier and healthier I've become makes me so very proud to be me. And this was when I started to see how mysterious God works. For I used to feel so ashamed to not live with my parents. But then I realized that the goal in life through God's eyes is to succeed and give back. And I knew that in order for me to do that, I was going to need to change more than just my attitude towards things. So I started to change the way I dressed, the way I felt, the people I was surrounding myself around, and the people I call family. I don't regret the choices I've made, only because I've watched how much of a better person I not only have become, but also feel. I've had the chance to see life from both perspectives. And I mean, even with all the moving, crying alone, pretending life was perfect, shoving everything away to make it feel like it was getting better, all the hate I've gotten, the poor grades, the negative surroundings, abuse, and just my whole life up to this point, not really being the most normal, I can honestly say it was well worth it. Feeling the most loved and appreciated I ever have was earned throughout my actions that God was bearing with me. Along the way, I prayed and I waited patiently. I found comfort in talking to God. My days, they seemed much more bearable and somehow a lot more comfortable. I still have things that I've noticed I need to improve on, but who doesn't? I'm almost, without second-guessing myself, positively sure I'll be able to fix them with the mindset that God has granted me throughout my life. So for all of you today who have joined us, I know that sometimes we feel as if everything we do is wrong. But give life time to catch up with you. Start to surround yourself around the people you would want to be like. Start to care about how you present yourself. Love yourself with everything you have. And most importantly, trust yourself. Care about those around you. Make the best out of your situation. Make the changes you're scared to make. Get uncomfortable for a while. Let people assume things. Because we were all put onto this earth to love one another. If you believe in God's strength, with a good intention and positive mindset, anything is possible. Nothing in life is easy, but it is earned. And that's one of the greatest feelings and something that will eventually be a part of everyone's life. So sometimes I think we just get so caught up in what we're told or expected to do. We start to take the people who are wiser than us less serious than we should. We think we know everything, and I did too. We start to not respect the adults in our lives who try to make us successful, and we tend to do what we know because it's easier that way, right? It's so easy to take things for granted without even seeing it. I thank God for allowing me to see that as teenagers, it's time to start to do our part and appreciate those in our lives who are trying to make us successful. Because some of us, we really don't have it, and we seek for it our whole lives. I think it's so easy to also forget how much the people around us do for us when we do have them. Because we're so used to it. When we get used to things, we lose the importance of it. So be glad to have the little things in life, and let those who are important to you know, because it could make their whole day and even yours. So stop trying to make excuses for every situation, because I once tried that just to find out it doesn't resolve your problems. Stop using your past as an excuse, because God has put those barriers in your way for a purpose. And although we can't see these barriers that he puts in our way, we gotta trust him. We all get to a point in life where falling seems to be the only option in our eyes, but it's not. So instead, go make yourself proud, because I know that you are all able to separate yourself from the people, objects, or whatever that is in your lives that is knocking you down. So seriously, go out and make your dreams come true. I promise you guys, it will not be easy, but it will be so worth it. Look at Joseph. He went through so many hardships, but he stayed close to God, and he stopped a famine and became the Pharaoh's right-hand man. Even when we are unable to believe in ourselves, he believes in us. Throughout my adventure with experiencing God, I realized that he doesn't just make life better. He is with us the whole time when it seems like nobody else in this world is. And after I started following the path that God had for me, it seemed like everything just seemed to start getting better in my life. Along the path of my life journey, I strongly feel that God has placed many people in my life. And neither of us knew God's purpose for that meeting at the time, but I believe through God, they were allowing me to see the brighter path he held for me. Today, as we have all gathered together, I would like to thank each person who has willingly prayed for me, encouraged me, and continues to do so along my faith journey. The smallest things are the ones that truly add up in the end. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, sometimes seeing the good that life has awaiting for us seems so hard to focus on when we are surrounded around all the hate. We have gathered together to allow our spirits to long for yours. We draw near to you in thought. We reach out for you longing for you to feel us near as we try to express our emotions for you greatly. Let us just pray that with each of our different lives, we can find peace in ourselves and one another. Lord, we thank you for all the opportunities and challenges we are faced with. And although we can't see it, we feel them. And allowing that sensation and all the other great things you do for us is just amazing in every way. And all together, we say, Amen.